This is Lucky225. I'm about to demonstrate red boxing with my voice. I'm about to call a local test number, Proctor Test Set, in Verizon, Southern California area, off of the Chino switch. The number for Proctor Test Set here is 117. I will then select Test 6 for coin test, and I will red box with my voice. Here we go.
Proctor Test Set. Please select test. Coin test. Please deposit coin. Coin tone timing fail. Please deposit coin. Coin tone timing fail. Please deposit coin. 5 cents. Please deposit coin. 10 cents. Coin tone fail. Please deposit coin. Coin tone timing fail. Please deposit coin. 5 cents. Please deposit coin. 10 cents. Please deposit coin.
There you go. I just demonstrated how to red box using your voice. Not only did I get 5 cents to pass, but I also got 10 cents to pass. Took a little bit of tuning, but I got myself to do it. So you girls and boys out there can also tune your voice to red box without a red box. Just use your voice. It's great, kids.
Can you do a quarter?
No.
Damn.
I don't have the skill to do a quarter. I always get a coin tone timing fail.
I bet I could do it.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, this is ProTrax, and I'd rather listen to Default Radio than work on schoolwork. Because I'm such a fucking lamer. Oh, yeah.
Die Wunder dieser Welt werden dir geschenkt.
Default Radio with your engineer, Doug. Of course, you all know my co-host, Rigel5.
Yo, yo.
And the real host, Lucky.
And the other one, Lucky225.
Say
what's up.
Lucky, we discussed that you wouldn't interrupt the intro this time.
Yeah, well, I interrupted it. This is my show. I fired Decoder, and I'm about to fire you, Rigel.
You didn't fire shit. You have no firing skills whatsoever, Kluby.
Whatever.
Yeah, welcome to another another episode of Default Radio.
Yeah, we're sorry that you tuned in.
Yeah. Oops.
is there a reason you wanted to introduce this show, Doug, and then have Rigel
interrupt
you?
I've been on your set in November, and not once have I ever been able to introduce the show, so.
Yeah, this is the past we've known better. Anyway,
go on, Rigel.
Anyway, this week I'm coming live on location from 6th Ave and Union Street, downtown Seattle.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that. I forgot that you were out at the 2600 meeting.
Right, right. Well, I'm not actually there yet. It doesn't kick off until 7, and I'll probably have to show up casually late. But that's okay.
Uh-huh.
Grab something to eat real quick before I show up there.
Nice.
So, you know, if you're listening down there and you're in Seattle, fucking, you suck.
What?
Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, I had a couple things to talk about this week. I don't know about you, Lucky, but...
I don't got shit to talk about, man. I just got home from work. Like I always
do. Yeah, I haven't actually even gotten home yet. But, no, I was reading through the journal today, the Wall Street Journal, of course, and I came across this little article about how Microsoft is planning on changing the way it handles its patent license issues.
It's what license?
Oh, it's patent license.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently they're going to start licensing their patents out to really anyone who's willing to pay for them. And this is kind of seen as a move in which they're going to be more aggressively pursuing their intellectual property rights.
Hmm.
A lot of industry speculative people, or speculators, or whatever the fuck, have said that they're probably going to be starting to sue Linux users and Linux companies.
Huh.
Yeah, it looks like the whole SCO Unix suit, and I'm sure everyone's familiar with SCO suing Linux over nothing, that basically got thrown out of Germany, and a judge here told them they couldn't proceed any farther or further until they actually, you know, got something that resembled proof. Or, like, any type of evidence to suggest that what they were saying was anything besides slander, for which SCO is still unable to produce. But, they, it looks like Microsoft used SCO as kind of the, initial test dummy to kind of see what the market or the waters were like, and now it looks like they're, gonna actually enter the waters themselves and see what that kind of damage they can do with intellectual property suits.
Really?
Yeah, because of course Microsoft, like any other large corporation, has like a number of patents on things that probably shouldn't be patented.
Oh God, are you getting shot down there, Rigel, or what the hell's going on there?
No. I was just a default listener showing up to shoot me. No, pretty close to like the main roads, and well, I'm on a main road in Seattle. There's a lot of emergency traffic down here apparently right now.
Interesting.
There's always some type of, like, person getting hauled out of an office building during the day downtown Seattle. It's kind of, you kind of think that would have to suck, you know, like, dying inside of, like, an office building. It's like, you know, just, how much more meaningless can your life possibly be?
Yeah, don't remind me.
No, sorry. Yeah, that'll be you in 40 years, don't worry. I'll just get hit by a car probably tomorrow or something.
All right, well... I don't really have any topics. I wasn't prepared for this show, which is why I let Doug start off the intro. I was hoping maybe he had something to talk about.
No, invariably not.
Yeah, apparently not.
That's why you're the host.
Let me check the email.
God, Porter's already checking the email. It's been like 5 minutes.
Well, Havoc sent me an article. I guess Vonage is lowering their package rates. Their starter
again?
Kit to $30 for the starter
already
kit when you go to Radio Shack or Best Buy.
Yeah,
we're already at $30.
No, it's right here.
The hell are you talking about?
Time offer cost for $79.99 and a $50 rebate now brings it down to $30.
Oh, the startup. The startup.
Yeah, the starter kit.
Oh,
yeah,
when
they switch over to the Motorola ATA as opposed to the Cisco one. I mean, I know Cisco gear is expensive, and I know Motorola gear is expensive, but I bet the Motorola gear is less expensive.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be. That Cisco stuff is way expensive. Oh, hey, Doug, why don't you talk about upgrading your image on your ATA for Packet 8?
The what now?
Remember how you upgraded the image on your ATA? With VoicePulse.
My caller ID doesn't work with VoicePulse for some reason. They still can't seem to figure it out. So I logged into my, I think it's the Pura device by going to the IP address. And there was a whole bunch of badass like things you could do. There's like call forwarding options, server configuration. You can change the codecs. And then fucking a dumb fuck like me, I updated the firmware, and then I got owned, and now there's an admin password, just like it was with Packet 8 when there's shit you could easily log in until you updated the firmware. and then you can log in anymore.
Yeah, I actually have a Sapura device. I don't know if I can log into it while I'm on the phone.
Yeah, I think you can.
Let me figure out what the IP address is for this piece of hardware.
See. Well, if you go on your other line and hit 4 stars and hit 110 pound, it'll tell you the IP.
All right, hold on 1 second.
Click over.
Or if you're just running
Linux,
you
can. For some reason, I can't three-way on this Sapura. Like, it doesn't recognize my flash button. Like, I guess my flash button's not long enough or something.
Well,
no,
then fucking switch hook, you fucking fuck.
I don't got a switch hook.
Well, it sucks to be you.
But it's all, like, you know, cordless phone and anti-fucking caller ID and crappy cell phone company shit providers, though. Tacky drive.
Yeah, no, for all of our listeners, get yourself a real phone.
Whatever.
I believe that Con Air model is pretty tight.
Wow.
You know,
I'm going to give out the call-in line. We'll take call-ins later in the show, but for people to write it down, in case don't remember, it's the same one as last week, 212-400-7544. And lucky if you say it, I swear to God I'm going to kill you. And the extension is 1111.
212-400-SLIG. That's 212-400-SLIG, extension 1111.
Yeah, everyone,
remember,
it's DEF CON where we will be killing Lucky.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, that's the phone number. It's 212-400-SLIG.
Rigel, when we get the official one, be sure the number, like, doesn't spell out anything gay.
Yeah, I will absolutely endeavor to do that.
Or maybe one Lucky of the Homo.
Shut up. Anyways.
Oh, that's right. I was going to give out some zero-day exploits.
Yeah, well,
oh, they're not really even zero-day. That's right. I was going to talk about how easy it is to remotely call forward a business line.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, I'm trying to remember, everyone. This is a purely philosophical conversation. It, like, does not imply that, like, this actually works or anything. But anyway, like, you, like, find yourself a target business, like, I don't know, Kmart. Or, like, AutoZone, or, like, any number of other businesses out there. And, like, you figure out what service provider they're using, which is usually pretty easy. You can usually just guess just by looking at the area they're in. You know, if it's Ameritech, that's probably the best one to go for. So what you do is you call up Ameritech's business line, which you can get off their website, and you're just like, hey, you know, I'm, like, George over here at, like, Kmart. And we've been having a lot of problems with our phone lines. People are calling in, claiming that, like, you know, the phone's cutting them off. We're not getting phone calls. We get, like, we pick up and we hear, like, this weird busy signal. Just, like, say, like, you're having, in general, phone problems and try to act like you're an idiot. And say, like, somewhere in there, that, like, you took a normal phone and plugged it into that, like, green box on the side of the building. Right, the TNI box. And just be like, yeah, you know, like, it was really weird. I couldn't always get a dial tone. It's just, like, really staticky. Kind of sounded weird. And they'll be like, oh, that really sucks. And you'll be like, yeah, it does suck. So they'll be like, well, you know, we can't get anyone out there until, like, tomorrow at 8 a.m. And you're like, oh, dude, that really sucks. You know, I really need phone access, like, right now. Is there anything you could do for me? And very oftentimes with Ameritech, they'll actually offer at that point to forward your line to another number. If they don't offer, suggest, you know, hey, is there any way we can get this forwarded to, like, my cell phone or, you know, our corporate offices in Beehive Telecom country.
Yeah, right.
You know, and you know, with Quest, they're a little bit more picky about it. SBC doesn't give a fuck, apparently. They offered, or hypothetically speaking, they may have offered to forward these numbers without even really caring. And the interesting thing is, like, you don't need to know the account name. You don't really need to know anything besides the address of the building.
Nice.
Right, there's really no verification, and that's kind of a general rule of thumb about business service class things. For whatever reason, on the personal stuff, they'll verify your last four of your social, your address, you know, even maybe your mother's maiden name. But on the business lines, they don't even care who calls.
Yeah, yeah, because they know that people lose their jobs, so whatever name's on the account isn't necessarily who's there anymore.
Right, and you can use that for a number of things, you know, I mean, if you were to forward a non-busy business to, you know, either a conference that you were sitting on, you could use it for any number of nefarious purposes, or you could just chill out on a conference and take calls for AutoZone.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, but it's hideously easy. And there's a couple other things like that too, that work along the same lines, but I'll let people use their imagination.
Yeah, definitely.
Man, we get a lot of fucking spam now. And it's always the same message about penis enlargements. I swear to God, it's getting annoying.
Well, they're marketing towards you, Doug. You're the
right.
Owner of that email account.
You
know, and another thing, too, about email, Doug, how come every time you send me an email and the signature, it says *111#? It doesn't say *1111.
I don't know. I set this up in, like, 2 minutes because Dakota was like, we need an email. I was like, all right, I'll just do Linux mail because defaultradio@hotmail on Yahoo is already taken, and this is before we actually owned a real domain. And that was the email we were using.
Well, could you, like, change the signature or something so that it actually, like, looks legit when we mail people back and stuff?
I don't mail people back. I only use it to forward to you the email.
Well, the signature looks gay.
I changed it. It's changed.
All right.
All right. We're going to bring Cessna in.
Okay, yeah,
he wants to talk about the you-know-what.
Yes.
All right, let me tell him to call in.
What the fuck? I thought he was, like, on the line already, and you were just going to click him in.
Oh,
fuck, no, we're not going to actually have a serious conversation with anything or with anyone over that four-second delay fucking UK number.
Yeah, I remember. United Kingdom, thanks to Nick84 for hooking us up. But, I mean, if we're going to have a real conversation, you know, with Cessna about
the you-know-what,
then, you know.
Oh, God.
You better be on the actual call. So he's going to call in right now.
Talk to the you-know-who, Cessna.
About you know the what more on I'm talking about, Lucky.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, don't worry, listeners. It's really not that interesting.
Yeah, it's basically about as interesting as the show has been tonight. Cessna.
Right. Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up?
Hopefully you can put some spark into the show because it's really sucking tonight.
Okay, no big deal. Well, I've got an update on the default T-shirts. It looks like I'm going to be able to get the price to around $15 instead of what I in the beginning thought, which was going to be around $18. I'm having a little problem, as I posted on Benro Forums, with the default banner logo. It seems I've talked to some of the silkscreen printers in the area locally, and they said that it's not high enough a resolution. So I'm going to have to look into getting a better graphic, and I've actually put a call out to everybody on the Binrev forums that if they can come up with a pretty damn good-looking reproduction of the graphic on default site, that, you know, I'll get a shirt out to them. So that's the only obstacle right now.
So whoever comes up with the best high-quality graphic, you're just going to send them that shirt for free?
That's right.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. For all our viewers who don't read BinRev, or listeners, rather, we're going to make some t-shirts, or at least Cessna's going to make some t-shirts. They're going to be default radio t-shirts, and they should kick a lot of ass. Have you figured out what you're going to put on the back of the little shirt yet?
Yes. I was actually going to look at putting, because everything is on default.
I thought it was going to be because everything, every little fucking thing, is always on default.
Okay, well, we can put that if everybody wants that. Sure, no big deal.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of swear words on the back of shirts. I got to wear it for work, you know.
Just put the website on.
Oh, you're going to wear it for work, what, going in and picking up your shit and then fucking going out on your bike?
Hey, we have rules about swear words on shirts. We're not allowed to wear shirts with swear words.
Yeah, and Lucky can't wear it at his high school either, probably, so.
Yeah,
he can.
We could go with the regular default, you know, because Lucky's mom's on default, but I don't think he'd like that.
Oh, God, whatever. I'm just saying, like, you know.
Just teasing, man.
Well, maybe we'll have the parental advisory shirts for an extra $2.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm actually looking at using PayPal as a payment method, but for everyone who doesn't have PayPal, we could probably use something like sending maybe a money order to
1111 Guasti. Yeah, P.O. Box 1111 Guasti, California. And make sure when you make that checkout, you're going to make it pay to the order of cash or bearer. You're going to make that checkout to cash or bearer, B-E-A-R-E-R. Thank you.
Right. Please don't use a red pen or any other color than blue or black.
Yeah, that too.
Right.
They don't like that for illegal stuff.
Right, right, right. Well, it's not that it's illegal. It's just that it is not binding.
Right.
Oh, yeah, somebody just joined.
Yeah, who just joined, by the way? That's what I want to know.
Okay, you guys really shouldn't use the same conference number every week, or it's easy to call, just call in.
Yeah, yeah.
The only reason we're using this the same week is because we want to give out a session of the Uber Elite bridge that we normally use.
Oh, I see.
What are you talking about? We're on default. Every fucking week.
We apparently are on default, and I think we just got owned by someone.
Well, G.I. Joe's on here, you moron. Is it just G.I. Joe? Because I heard like two rings, and now I know G.I. Joe's on here. Who else is on here?
I think it was just me.
Welcome to the default conference.
In other news.
Fucking ways, PayPal fucking the shirts or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Right, so, you know, another thing too, Cessna, like, depending on turnout of all this, I might be willing to pick up maybe 10 of those shirts and sell them at DEF CON.
Okay, cool.
Like, that seems like a good venue to do this. I'm sure there's, you know, if we get some feedback about this, because, like, I'll just buy them outright from you and then just sell them for whatever you're selling them for. Just make my, you know, just do it straight 50, or straight, you know.
Okay, I do need to make the fact known that that's 13, well, 15 for anything that's going to be small to extra large. Anything above extra large is going to be about another extra $3, just because, you know, they charge more for the material and stuff. So,
or you could just lose some weight and not have to wear them shirts that big.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too. Well, besides that, do you guys got anything real to talk about? Because I'm now in my email, and Doug has sent me a bunch of things, and I got some other things to talk about if I could
interrupt. Yeah, why don't you go ahead with that, you know.
Well, thank you, Cessna. You guys are so rude to our guest. Thanks for Cessna for helping out the default.
Yeah, shout out to Cessna. That's really fucking cool.
No problem, guys. You guys take it easy. I'm gonna drop.
Yeah, shout out. Right,
and
of course, these t-shirts are gonna be prepaid. Did Cessna leave already?
No, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, these t-shirts are gonna be prepaid, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
The first batch of orders, at least, is gonna be prepaid.
Right. We can see. It's like $50 for the setup for the screen.
Yeah.
So they can reuse the screen if they want more. If everyone wants more, so that's not a big deal.
All right, cool. All right, so the first batch of orders we're going to make is going to be prepaid. And, of course, if you got PayPal, did you give out your PayPal account for them to send the money to?
No, I haven't. I'll be able to give that information out soon. I'm actually going to have to create another PayPal account because evidently the one I have right now charges money to receive funds. So.
Okay, and then also another payment method we could use is Netspend. If any of our listeners has signed up for the Netspend card, I'll give out my Netspend account info, and they can transfer the money into that also. And
then please don't send cash.
There's only like two people that use Netspend. You and me, Lucky.
Whatever. Anyways, I'm just saying. If they want to Netspend it, they can do that too. Email me for the info, and then. If you got PayPal, G.I. Joe will give out his PayPal information when he gets it updated and everything.
Cessna.
Sorry.
Yeah. Hey, another thing, too, is if anyone wants to do a Western Union question answer, I'll happily do that.
Oh, God. Yeah, I all right, so there you go. Well, Western Union costs like $30, dude. PayPal and fucking Netspend is free.
Gee, I'm just saying, if somebody wants some Western Union, I'm down with the concept.
Well, whatever. So, there you go. And then, of course, check or money order. Send that to P.O. Box 1111, Guasti, California, 91743. Remember, make that out to cash or bearer. All right.
And if this thing really takes off, I'll probably be bringing some shirts to Hope. So you can have Rigel out there at DEF CON, and I'll be at Hope. So.
Yeah, it sounds like a really good. That seems like the easiest way for kids to buy these shirts.
Yeah,
is just show up and
promote it through that too. Okay, now Getting into my email here that was forwarded. This was from
Was I supposed to hang up a while ago?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. See ya.
Let's see. Now, I guess Havoc found this website, or did we give this website out? I don't understand his halfway broken English. Sorry, Havoc, but sometimes it's kind of hard to understand your emails. Doug?
Yeah?
Are you paying any attention?
No, well, go ahead.
I'm asking you a question here.
What the fuck do you want?
Havoc sent us this email about a URL. Now, did he give us this URL, or did we provide it to him?
What's the name of the subject, and I'll find out.
Let me just read the email. Hi, can you explain on the waves of DR those terms from thecrime.com/zerotelecom.htm?
No offense, Havoc, but, like, that's really bad.
Yeah, that's, like, really bad English. So I don't know what the hell, if we gave him that URL or he found it.
From fucking Poland, you moron.
Well,
oh, pardon me.
He has an
that
excuse.
Is...
You go to Whitethorn and it's just like, what?
Pardon me, that's
anyway.
Poor English, not bad English. Bad English is poor English.
Apparently this is some it's tecrime.com/zerotelecom.htm. Welcome to TE Crime International. Our services include voicemail hacking, cellular investigations, pager, business phone hacking, intercom hacking, harassing phone calls, theft of telecom. What the hell? Apparently these guys are selling theft. TCOM International Inc., all rights reserved. Anyways, he's saying, like, on the website, it defines a freak as someone who wants to learn about the telephone system. Some people who claim to be freaks are thieves who do nothing but rip off long-distance service. And then he says, but below that, it says, freakers, people are specialized in the telephone system to avoid payment for telecom services. And he says, so what the fuck? Yeah, that's not what a freaker is, but apparently that's what this company is trying to claim we are. And they're trying to claim that they offer services such as hacking into voicemails and stealing long-distance calls for you. So, yeah, shout's got to go out to Havoc. I don't know what the fuck this company's about, but
yeah.
Hopefully some of our listeners over there at the Department of Justice will bring justice to this
Oh, you know, that's an interesting segue. Today I was biking around, and I got a couple stories on this one. And, you know, I mean, I bike around Seattle all day long, and I saw this Department of Justice, what was it? It was Investigations vehicle.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was a Buick something or another. It was really creepy looking, man. It had the big emblem of Department of Justice on it, government-issued plates. It was really weird. You know?
Huh.
Kind of one of those creepy things. But the other thing I saw today, which was kind of interesting, it was right around noontime, so I was kind of busy. But as I was jumping up on the curb outside of a building, I was somewhat irritated by this gentleman sitting or kneeling down by a payphone. And I kind of like was looking at what he was doing, and he was a guy wearing jeans and a polo t-shirt, you know, with a little couple buttons on it, and it was tucked in. And he was unbolting the payphone from the ground. Around noon on probably, like, one of the busiest intersections in downtown Seattle. And, like, I couldn't really see his polo, so I couldn't see if it said Quest or whoever on it. There wasn't a telco truck anywhere in sight at all, remotely, anywhere near it.
Nice.
Not that that's hard to believe, because there's no fucking parking anywhere around there. You know, it's a fucking city, you know, you're not going to fucking find parking. But,
Well,
I just
how
thought
this guy find parking? Where's he going to put the phone in?
Well, as far as I could tell, like, I think he was just tightening up the bolts on it or something. I have no idea what he was doing. It was still there when I rode by it again, like, that afternoon. But it's kind of a case in point. If you really want a payphone, just go get yourself a pair of jeans, a nice white polo, and, you know, you're going to need a security pit to remove the outer shielding on the payphone base. But you can get those off. You can,
I don't think Default Radio can endorse such activities.
But anyway, you can get those bits off of Jensen, the telco provider. They sell this like great like 30-piece telco security bit set off there. I have one of them. They're absolutely wonderful. Like pretty much every single lock nut that they're or lock head that they ever designed, it has the driver for it. Thereby completely eliminating any of those security screws.
Yeah, well, they're not really security screws anyway.
No, they're building the security screws. That's what they say they are. They say they're security bits.
Oh, my God. Whatever.
I'm just quoting the product, man. That's what it says. But anyway, I thought it was kind of interesting that, like, some guy without, like, any identifying marks would have that kind of shit.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Other news.
There's a couple urban riders right there. I'm doing my fucking bike.
Have you got your voice pulse number changed yet?
Yeah.
So did I. Voice Pulse now offers phone numbers in area code 909 and many other area codes now, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why your old phone number doesn't work. Duh.
Yeah. Me and Doug have now got 909 numbers. Not only this, it's not a CLEC number.
Really?
This
what is
it? The great part. It's a the prefix.
Not thanks for giving out our docs, you moron.
I'm not talking about you, Doug. I'm talking about mine. But now that you just owned yourself.
Well, no, I mean, we have different ones, so I guess it's,
Okay, well, anyways, I just got a phone number that's in the same switch that my POTS line is on. Yeah, the prefix would be 909-465, Chino, California. And, it's pretty elite.
Started scanning for Lucky's number today.
Yeah, I'm scanning for it today. But, my voice pulse number is on a Chino switch. I thought that was pretty great.
Huh, I wonder how that worked. What if they just didn't update the records or if they're just subletting the nonsense?
Well, according to telco data, little bits of the suffixes are rented out to some CLEC.
Oh, and furthermore, fuck that guy anyway.
Who?
Oh, what's the fuck is his name? Had a bot bile and the other guy.
The telco data guy, the moron that runs telco data.
Oh,
yeah. He's a fucking rat. I'm just saying. I mean, like, I understand that's a cool website, but just bear in mind that the guy is a rat. Paul Timmons.
All I'm saying
he's a rat.
I still use Phone Finder, even though it's, like, old school names, like GTE and stuff. That's another reason why I still use that. But until I'm not there, it gets this shit up, man. That's what I'm going to be using. But.
Yeah, man. Where the hell's not there been? That's another thing.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's been working a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's all I really have. I thought I had more shit in my email, but apparently I don't. I do have one more thing before we start taking calls.
We're probably not going to take calls. Give out the number again.
212-400-SLIG, extension 1111.
212-400-7544. You're not going to be on the show next week. You fucking annoying.
Before we start taking calls, let me give out this URL. Let me tiny URL it one just really quick. But let me read the email while I'm doing this. The guy writes in, I read some of your articles, very interesting. Do you have any info on the daisy chain route? I'm like, daisy chain route? What the fuck are you talking about? Well, according to this website, oh my God, some bitch, I guess she's like a private investigator or something, is talking about how to defeat caller ID. And she's talking about using calling cards and all kinds of shit like that. And then she says, another method is the daisy chain route, but I'm hard-pressed to discuss this publicly. So whatever the hell she's talking about, it's probably going through a bunch of PBXs or something lame like that. But the tiny URL for that website is tinyurl.com/2AHGU. That's 2AHGU. And it's got a picture of some fat bitch saying telephone corner, legal telephone tracing and navigation via education by Michelle UNTIF CMI.
Daisy chain route, huh?
Yeah. She talks about ANI, so she knows what that is, but then she starts talking about the daisy chain route, which is probably, you know, just going through a bunch of PBXs or some bullshit. She doesn't want to discuss that because it's too leet. Anyways, I think it's got her email in there or something, too. Maybe you guys should email her and tell her.
Maybe
like,
she's talking about tandem stacking.
what, Captain Crunch era?
The daisy chain route, I invented it. Some people call it tandem stacking, but they're noobs.
Whatever the hell she's talking about. Let's start taking in calls now, Doug.
Well, we'll take calls when we get them. Give out the number, but I'm going to check to see if the fucking thing's even working. Why don't you mention your Redbox story that we played in the beginning of the show?
We already played it in the beginning of the show.
But talk about it, you moron.
I'll start talking about it, but you better log into that thing and start taking calls. What the hell's wrong?
No call-ins, moron. Hold on.
Yeah, dumbass.
We gave out the number like 100 times. You're going to tell me there's no one calling in? Maybe it's because our show sucks.
Yeah. There's no listeners. Rant Radio's like, okay, we're going to have to cut Default Radio off the Friday schedule. Let's give them a Tuesday at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Yeah, shout out to Rant Radio for two or three weeks we got to do this on their show for.
Yeah, well, you know, and I don't even think we deserve a Tuesday at 1 schedule.
All right, it fucking works fine. The number is 212-400-7544. When you hear the dial tone, enter 1111. Again, 212-400-7544, or call in, talk about any damn thing. It really doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, it's Free Call-In Friday on WNBC.
On Red Radio.
On RNT.
On DDP Radio. Or, and I don't know how
you remember looking how we discussed that you shouldn't be laughing on the phone because your voice could DTMF?
Yeah, people have been IMing me like, what's with all the DTMF? And I'm like, that's Lucky's voice. DTMF.
Right.
And he laughs.
Yeah. And every once in a while, a Redbox ton sneaks its way in there.
Yeah, have you guys left to work on a payphone yet?
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to start promoting Doug TV. Doug doesn't want me to do this, but since he's not around. yeah, go check out webcd.org.
No, the domain works.
What do you mean, the domain?
DougTV.org.
Really?
Yep.
DougTV.org?
It's like
preview.avi?
Just go to DougTV.org. There's a link for it.
Go to DougTV.org/preview.avi. It's pretty elite. Hopefully we're going to have the shit released by fall. All kinds of stuff, just like the preview shows. We're going to have chicks on there. We're going to have urban exploration, phones, hacking, Guasti. Yeah, we're going to have a little trip around Guasti on there. It's going to be pretty sweet. Yeah, all kinds of shit. Doug TV, it's going to be great. Doug. Do we got a caller right now or something?
No, hold on. Give out the number. Don't say that slig shit. Hold on.
212-400-SLIG. That's 212-400-7.
Right. Lucky, I'm going to ask you a question, okay?
Yes.
Do you not know how gay you sound when you say that?
Doug,
like, should we play back what you just said?
I'm not homosexual. I don't rate myself on how I sound. I mean, you're the gay engineer over here. Why don't you tell me what my gay rating is?
You're the one that says slig.
Dude, it's what the number spells, dude. I'm just trying to make it easier for our listeners.
You know, you're making it hard because they're like slig. What the fuck does that have to do with the show? Nothing.
Who cares what it has to do with
the
show?
It's annoying and it's retarded.
But you got to dial. 212-400-SLIG, and then extension 1111.
Yeah. What do you call it?
You're listening to the SLIG. All right, can we take some fucking calls, or what's going on here, Doug?
There's no... Oh, wait, well, here's one. Oh, Lucky, does your three-way work?
Yes, it does.
All right, well, three-way the number and enter the password.
I don't know the password. You're the one who is supposed to have the shit already on.
Well, maybe if you would, like, I don't know, look at your AIM.
Oh, my God. All right, hold on. Oh, wait, my three-way doesn't work. I'm on the Sapira.
God. You're all gay. Like, just so you know that. I mean, no offense to anyone who's actually homosexual.
Oh, my God.
There's nothing wrong with that.
We are totally like, oh, my God, this fucking show is sucking.
We'll call
man,
back
this
in.
This is supposed
on
to be professional.
Phone.
Fine, I'll call back in. Message me the freaking number for the comp, too.
Slag, you moron.
Shut up. Message me the number for the comp, 310. Yeah. Not that one, idiot.
I know, I'm fucking giving you everything so they don't bitch. God.
Yeah.
Not the all news, right. Lucky's retarded.
You didn't actually give him the real. You didn't give him the real number to the comp, did you?
To what comp?
This comp.
Yeah, because he fucking doesn't write down numbers.
Damn it!
And this is supposed to be a professional radio show. Okay,
wow,
hold on.
Listen to you. You sound so much better for some reason.
Yeah. Me too. None of that fucking said fucking cordless phone.
Fucking you and your goddamn 900 megahertz cordless phone. Is this shit three-way? Jesus.
Yeah.
All right. Are we going to start taking calls?
All right. Line number one, you're on the air. Hopefully.
Maybe.
You said I'd like to order some swig.
What?
Can I order some swig?
Is that my sword?
Tron.
Tell?
Oh, is that Tron?
Yes, me.
Hey, I heard you on the bridge recently. What's up with that?
I've been busy.
You're always busy now, Tron.
Everyone has my call.
You're always busy
what?
Now. You're making me think you're employed or something.
I am. I'm like you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's
busy listening to driving a hot dog or anything.
God damn it, Tron. Once again, you have fucking marbles in your fucking mouth. How many times do I have to tell you when you're going to talk
line
to me?
Line number two, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Apple Flood.
Who's it?
Okay.
Who is this?
How you guys doing?
Yeah, who's this?
Alpha Flood. Alpha Flood.
Alpha Flood. All right. What's up? Is this are you a new listener? You actually listen to this shit?
Yeah, I've been listening for like a month.
Nice. Hopefully our next show won't suck.
No, that's not doing too bad.
Alright. So, what you got anything you're calling in about, or?
Just calling in to say hey.
Yeah, I think this classifies as a sympathy fuck right here.
A sympathy fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Nice.
Well, thanks. It was good for me, you know.
All right.
What the fuck? Thanks,
caller number three.
Bro.
You're on the air.
All right, now you're on the air.
Caller number three.
Don't tell me I'm the only caller. Don't tell me I'm the only caller.
You're number three.
We're taking ones ahead of you.
Did you just click them off?
All right.
Oh, there's lag.
Yeah, remember, fucking 4 seconds of this is going to the UK first.
Dude, the guy's trying to talk, Rigel.
Do you keep the old people on the line when you take new columns?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
We don't keep anyone online. We drop them all.
Yeah, and we're about to drop this guy because there's too much lag between this guy.
I think that's G.I. Joe. I'm not sure.
Cool. All
right, we have to let that go.
Yeah. Sorry, caller.
I was going to say one of my upcoming projects for next week is going to be identifying the interface for the fireman's telephone in elevators.
Nice.
What's the project going to be for the default call-in line, Rigel? When are we going to be expecting the official?
Yeah, I don't know. God only knows. I'm fucking
late. Yeah, you always have an upcoming project.
That sounds like Godfrey to me.
Prioritize that shit.
Yeah. I'm almost as bad as Whitesard. Or not Whitesard, Majestic. Sorry.
Line number 5, you're on the air.
Number 4, but anyways.
Number 5, you fucking moron. Shut the hell up.
We skipped number 4 because we don't like the number 4.
No, fucking... Lucky just needs to shut up.
What about our caller? Is he going to speak?
You would shut up.
Maybe he fell asleep.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, talk. You know, caller, you need to turn down the volume on your radio there. So,
like a
10-minute
delay.
Yeah, well, when he's listening to the show at the same time, you know, he's got to turn down the volume when he calls in. Otherwise, he's going to get really confused.
Hey, can everybody hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Turn down the volume on the show so that you can hear us. You can hear
her
played in the background.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear us now?
Can I sound like such a retard?
Yeah.
G-Virus.
Who are you?
Okay. Yeah, this is G-Virus. Just felt like calling in.
Hey, yeah, G-Virus, you're a noob.
Lucky, goddammit.
Fuck you.
For all the rest of the listeners out there, Lucky is not associated with this at all. He's just
what
so
the hell are you talking about? You're not associated with this. You're fired, Rigel.
Whatever, dude. At least I'm not the one running around saying the word swig and calling our column people noobs.
I wish I could turn off Lucky. You know,
dude.
Rigel, next week we're doing the show on a completely new, brand new conf number that Lucky does not know.
Whatever, man. I'll come out to your house and disconnect your cable.
Shit.
Yeah.
Fucking
owned.
Cable. Oh, the internet.
Owned. All right, next caller.
You know what, Lucky? You don't get to say that because you don't know if there is a next caller.
There is no more callers.
Yeah.
Really?
I killed them.
Well, I didn't know G-Virus was
still. I was that desperate to get on the show. I killed them all.
Really? And you're so desperate that that even when I call you a noob, you still stay on the line. This is the kind of dedication.
Yeah.
This is the kind of dedication I want from our listeners. And the loyalty.
I was so dedicated that I didn't feel like turning off the computer so I could go take a piss or, like, go mute it. So I unplugged my headphones and went outside and took a piss so I could still hear.
Nice. This is the kind of loyalty I like from our listeners. Not only do they have to earn our respect, but they go out and take a piss in public view just so they can hear default radio.
Some chick was looking out her window like big eyes and stuff.
Nice. You should go bang her after the show. That's what default endorses.
Dude, this guy's office, this is the best caller.
Yeah. In fact, do you got a cordless phone there, G-Virus?
I'm on one.
Walk over to her door and ring the doorbell. We want to talk to her.
We'll hook you up, bro.
I don't know, dude. I have to friggin'... I gotta walk around my block and get to it.
Oh, come on. She was at least within view. Walk over to her house.
Nah, dude, she's like friggin' other house, like friggin' across the yard. Over the fence. Around the block.
Alright. Well,
people can talk.
After this call, then we demand that you go over there and try and bang her.
All right, we'll do.
Default radio, only on default.
Well, speaking of call-in lines, Lucky, I was listening to Howard Stern today, and someone was bringing up like old music, right? And they brought up the guy was like, Howard, do you ever remember the song 867-5309? And like they brought it up for a couple minutes, and I was like trying to fucking call in, mentioning about 212-867-5309 as like a caller's like, yeah, I heard about that show on some radio show called Off the Hook on W fucking whatever that that show's on. And I was going to be like, I heard some underground internet radio media change the greeting on it because the password was on default.
did anyone mention an Off the Hook or anything like that?
No.
Oh, that sucks.
They didn't mention the voicemail or anything at all. They were just mentioning the song, and I was going to bring up the 212 number, how it was being sold on eBay.
Yeah, well, everyone's going to do something, Doug, but you didn't.
Well, fucking shit, man. It was like 30 minutes until the show was over, and they weren't answering the line.
Well, you should have started spoofing New York numbers. That thing probably only accepts Eastern callers, you know?
What are you talking about? It accepts callers all over.
Nah, dude. Nah. You listen to that show, you get nothing but people from the Bronx and shit calling into there, dude. I'm telling you.
Well, it doesn't matter. My number is New York anyways.
Yeah.
Do you ever remember that plan to disconnect at Watts line shortly before the show and then just call the real number?
Yeah.
No, that's right. They don't have a Watts line. They actually have a 800 forward.
Yeah, that is a Watts line.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, 800 is a Watts line.
No, it isn't. There's two different kinds of 800s. There's Watts and there's not Watts.
Oh, well, there's in Watts and there's out Watts or some crap
right.
like that. Anyway,
radio shows like
and there's different kinds of, like, Watts. Like, there's Watts where it's a... you know, only people from your state can call, and then only people from your region, and all kinds of shit like that.
Right, the in-watts are fucking stupid, because they're the ones that are fucking way expensive.
Yeah. Well, all I gotta say, though, is this show is really sucking, and we better have another caller. One that's better.
400-7544, dial tone means dial 1111. Fucking, if we need to make, that's the one thing on this show. We need to start making calls and shit.
Yeah, we do.
I got fucking a couple of scans and some weird numbers, but I don't have my notebook with me, so I can't really call anything right now. But next week we'll fucking call some weird shit, some recordings.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Been finding some weird shit lately, so.
Yep.
Lucky, someone was bringing this up on the Bin Reforms the other day, Twirls. He was asking about, is there any Proctor test set numbers? Like to
what
actually
do you mean?
Dial? Like to actually dial like an 11-digit number, like an actual POTS blind Proctor test set?
No.
It's only a local thing? Like.
Yeah, it's only a local thing. There are 7-digit numbers. Like, for instance, I believe in Pacific Bell area, I believe it's 0040 with the main prefix number 0040. Will usually get you a Proctor test set. Now, I might have to be corrected. Strom Carlson knows the suffix. But anyways, if you call it from outside the CO, it'll just give you a disconnected recording.
Right, disconnected recording. I remember that. Because here's what he says here. He says, I've been searching Google for some Proctor test set numbers, and all you came up with was 111 and 117, which is out here in SoCal. And
yeah.
He was wondering if there's any other numbers for the test sets. I'm in the Quez County, and I want to play around.
What county
Quest?
Is he in?
Quest.
Oh, you mean Quest Country. yeah. I don't even know if Quest uses Proctor test set. I remember I called up the Chino Central office way back when the people working there were actually cool. And I asked them about Proctor test set, and they were like, Proctor who? You know? And like I gave them like the test number. I'm like, you know, 117. They're all like, oh, yeah, we never use that shit.
Yeah, just some weird shit. I remember I was like 10 years old when I discovered that because I was like playing around with pole styling, and that's when I discovered out here like 114 was an ANAC, and well, back then I didn't know it was an ANAC, but 117,
yeah.
It just read my 7-digit number, and then 117 was Proctor test set. That's all I remember. Just like I was like Proctor test. I was always afraid to like press anything on that.
Yeah, definitely, man.
I told you like, about this, Lucky. I was on the phone with Action, and we called the Los Serrano CO out here in California about, you know, can I get a job? And it was some Mexican dude. It was kind of hard to understand, but he was given, like, we were on the phone with him for 20 minutes, and he was just talking about how everyone out here in Southern California is moving to different CEOs and stuff, and how no one will probably be hiring because of the new age of fiber optics and VoIP. How, like, there's only going to be, like, one guy now, and there probably won't even be, like, you know, the need for CEOs anymore. It's not like it used to be. But he says four to 5 years, you know, they're not going to be hiring anyone at all. He's like, they have to retire next year. Verizon told them to retire.
Yeah, I definitely hear that, man. It's like they're not even going to need a sea of tech anymore.
Yeah, they're only going to need like one guy when shit happens, and that guy has to go down there and restart the computer.
Well, actually, I know a certain voice over IP provider who effectively has that agreement worked out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he basically has one guy who is just on the payroll, and his job is to make sure everything works. He has no hours. He just comes in whenever anything doesn't work.
Wow. Yeah, I was looking at that one VoIP service, Brata Voice, fucking the one that I remember seeing on Flashdot, and I looked at the features and shit, and I don't know, like, some of their features suck, like, they don't have caller ID block or something, or no, they don't have, like, permanent caller ID block. It's like, oh, you know what, I found this one site that gave a review of AT&T Call Vantage, Packet 8, Vonage, Voice Pulse, and Brata Voice, where it said, like, yes and no kind of thing, like, call waiting, you know, which one has it, which one doesn't, you know, and it was pretty good chart. I got to go find that. I'll put a link somewhere. I found it on Google the other day. So, I'll mention that next week's show.
Yeah, maybe you should.
Vonage Packet 8 Voice Pulse. Let me just type that in Google. Maybe it'll come up with it. I don't know. Lucky said he'd be right back. Where's he going?
Take a piss. I don't know.
Wow. That just sucks.
Yeah, that's all right. Don't worry. Remember how we were talking about how great it would be if, like, Lucky wasn't on the show?
Yeah. Oh, here it is. All right. The website is Rofe, R-O-F-F-E, I believe that's Rofe, ROFFE.net/VoIP, V-O-I-P. And it shows VoicePulse, Vonage, BrataVox, Call Vantage, which is AT&T, Packet 8, and VoiceGo, or G-I-O, or whatever it is. But it shows, like, yes and no about call waiting disabled, transfer toll-free numbers. It's a very good chart. It looks like, they have a rate on the bottom. Like, VoicePulse has 27 features, and it shows just, like, a cool, like, total of everything. Looks like VoicePulse, like, kicks ass as far as features are concerned. Which they do have a whole bunch. We got to start wrapping the show because we got 2 minutes until Shoutbox on Rant Radio. So, Reg, like, any shouts?
I got shouts to fucking the Detroit crew, fucking Advent X, Sued Zero, fucking all you guys. You guys rock. Hope to see you at DEF CON. And, of course, my boys back in 616, Mantis, Rios, definitely a big shout out to that. And the cutest. And, of course, G.I. Joe for owning the fucking Shiznet. And, of course, Fezda for the whole T-shirts. But that's pretty much that.
Yeah, I got shouts out to Rios, actually. And I got shouts out to Kizzle. I've been talking to him lately. We've been sending, like, weird-ass videos to each other. He's pretty cool. So everyone listen to Uber Lido Radio. It's a pretty good show. But,
yeah,
it's
Rios or Rios?
Is it what?
Is it Rios or Rios?
I don't know. He's your friend more than mine.
Well, we've had a long conversation about it. We never were able to figure it out.
Well, I'm saying Rios because it just sounds cooler for some reason.
Because his whole thing was that he got Rios.net, so he could get se.rios.net.
Yeah.
And glorious.net, nefarious.net.
Huh.
Any number of other domain names.
Yeah, I don't know. But, shouts out to Cessna, too, for the shirt. Fucking... Shouts out to Snake Dog, too. But I don't know how Lucky is, so I guess he's not giving out the shout.
Yeah, this is a show about Lucky. We got to, like, 5 minutes.
Thank God.
Maybe you should give him a call at number 5 and hear that goddamn acronym for him.
All right, well, Lucky, give out a shout now because I'm ending it in, like, 2 seconds.
All right, yeah, giving a shout out to Stank Dog.
And remember, everything is always on default.
Remember, everything, every fucking thing is always on default.
Like Lucky's mom.